So it's the middle of January right now, and I'm getting a little antsy to start my garden in spring. There's a couple tricks you can do to get a jump on your spring garden, and one of them is by constructing a cold frame in your garden. Cold frames are pretty much a little glass or clear plastic covered box that you make over your garden that warms up when the sun hits the glass or the plastic and heats up the little growing space underneath it. A cold frame will capture the sun's rays better than just an uncovered garden bed and can help heat up the garden bed in the soil so that you can plant lettuce and spinach, other leafy greens, maybe some root vegetables in there up to a few weeks earlier than you could in an uncovered garden bed. So if you're walking outside your house and thinking about building a cold frame to get your green thumb a little activity in this long winter, things you want to think about are good sun. All gardens like good sun. Winter time is a great time to use some unusable garden space because there are no leaves on the trees. So walk around your yard and look at the spot that has the most sunlight. As much sunlight as earthly possible in your backyard, the more the better. Because winter days are already short, you want the spot to be sunny almost the entire time the sun is up, in order to give the things you want to grow in the cold frame even more of a head start. I have this cold frame in our farm here. It's about 4 by 10 feet. The outside temperature is just over 60, but the inside temperature is just under 80. So it heats up quite quickly in there, which means the ground thaws faster and you can get your greens and your spring roots in that much earlier. I made this cold frame out of 6 bales of straw and a 6 millimeter thick clear plastic tarp that we had laying around. Lots of people use sliding glass doors, windows, aquarium glass, any clear glass or plastic that you can fit over a wooden frame or straw bales will do the trick just fine. On the more complicated end of the spectrum, you can make a wood-framed cold frame. So with this cold frame, you want to make a rectangle frame using scrap wood or wood you buy that goes over the garden bed you want to install the cold frame over. The two long sides should be the south and north sides of the garden bed, so it catches the most sunlight possible. On the north side of this frame, you want it to be a little bit higher than the south wall or the east and west walls. That way, when you put a glass door or some glass windows on it, the windows are tilted at a little bit of an angle facing the sun. That gives the cold frame even more exposure to the sun and can heat up faster and hold that temperature longer than just a flat-topped cold frame. Good root crops for a cold frame are small things like carrots, baby turnips, radishes. Those would do the best. Beets aren't as cold tolerant as carrots, radishes, and turnips, and they take just a little bit longer. Theoretically, your cold frame is going to be a fairly small part of your garden, so you want to plant things in it that you can either harvest a few times, like spinach or a leafy green, or that you can cram a lot into a small space, like baby carrots, for example. So after you pick the perfect sunny location in your yard for your cold frame, you want to actually build your cold frame and let it kind of set and warm up the soil before you plant anything. Now that can be just a couple days or that can be a couple weeks, and that really depends on how sunny it is outside. If it's a cloudy day, the inside of the cold frame isn't going to be much warmer at all than the ambient temperature. So the sunnier the day, the warmer it's going to be inside the cold frame, and the better the cold frame works. My advice would be just to check on it every day, every other day. Feel the soil, maybe put a thermometer in there so you can monitor the temperature. And once the soil is not frozen and workable by your hands or by little garden trowels, you're ready to start planting your cold frame. So how fast the plants grow in the cold frame is a function of how sunny it is outside. The sunnier it is, Outside, the warmer the cold frame is going to be and the faster your plants are going to grow. But if it's cloudy and overcast for a whole week, the plants aren't going to grow so fast because they're not going to be much warmer than the outside air. Most plants have a preferred soil temperature that they will germinate at. Germinating is when the little plants pop out of the seeds you sow into the ground. For things like spinach and carrots and leaf lettuce, that's somewhere in the mid-70s. So it's ideal if you can put a thermometer in your cold frame and so you can measure the temperature of the air right above the soil, or even better, get a little meat thermometer and poke that in the first inch of soil. That'll give you a really accurate idea of when you can plant your cold frame.
And then rinse it off again before you go and stick it in your pot roast.
Yes, especially if you haven't taken a soil test. So what a lot of gardeners do who use cold frames to garden in is they practice a gardening concept we call succession planting. Succession planting is when you stagger the seeding of a certain vegetable across time. For instance, I sow one row of spinach in week one. The next week, I will sow one more row of spinach. The next week, I will sow another row of spinach. That way, when it's time to harvest my first row, I can harvest my second row the next week and the next week. And then when the third row has been harvested, the first row is ready to harvest again. It's a trick we use when we want to prolong a harvest. So the cold frame takes just a meager amount of work, depending on the type of day it is. If it's a nice sunny day, even if it's only 30 degrees outside, the temperature inside the cold frame is going to get blazingly hot very quickly. And since the things you're growing in the cold frame generally like cooler conditions, that's not going to be very good for them and can give them sunburn, can cause them to wilt and never come back, or can just outright kill them if it's a really, really warm day in there. So what we do when we have cold frames and it's a nice sunny day is we just vent them. So that can be as simple or as complicated as you want, depending on the type of cold frame you've constructed. So for our cold frame we have at the urban farm, we have clear plastic over some straw bales. In order to vent it on a warm day, I just pull the plastic back by a few inches to give it just a little bit of air circulation and a place for all that heat to escape. If you have windows on your cold frame, you can put a little post in and raise the windows up just a little bit. Once again, you only need to open the cold frame windows just a little bit, just a couple inches, just to provide a place for that warm air to escape. You don't need to open it all of the way. If you want to learn more about gardening, we invite you to become a volunteer of CCUA. You can find out more about our volunteer opportunities and upcoming CCUA events at our website, columbiaurbanag.org. You could like us on Facebook at Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture and learn more about us and our events that way. I am Carrie Hargrove, the farm manager for the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, and you have been listening to Farm Your Yard. Happy gardening!